I want to talk about CRDs. CRDs, it's an important topic in Kubernetes, and we won't see much of Kubernetes today, but we want to define APIs which are independent from Kubernetes, our own APIs. All right. So before I start, I just want to ask, so who is familiar with Kubernetes, uses it? Or so most of you, great. So everybody, not everybody, but most people know kubectl, the CLI tool I will use here. Who has built anything with the Golang libraries for Kubernetes? ClientGo and friends, yeah, maybe 20%, 30%. That's great, because the audience, or the goal of this talk is to teach you about the Golang interface and see how you can define your APIs. All right, so I said in the, that's my about me slide, so I'm everywhere in Kubernetes around API servers, so you will find my code there, custom resources, and of course follow me on Twitter here at the bottom, there's my handle. It's about APIs. All right, so I said in the agenda I don't expect any knowledge about Golang, knowledge around ClientGo, or even about Kubernetes. So what we want to do here, so I picked one example, Belgium, Brussels, it's about beer, there are many breweries, and so my example of the talk is beer. So we want to build a beer database today. I have some slides, I will turn to the terminal in a few seconds. Most of the things we will see here are in the terminal in Golang, so really hands-on practical. I assume everybody understands what a struct is in Go. So we have a beer struct here. This is a prototype of our API. So this is the main type we want to define. It doesn't have much at the moment. It just has some type meter. Everybody who knows kube manifest, there is a kind in API version. That's just this type meter. Every object in kube has a name, a namespace, labels, annotations, all those things. Those are in object matter. We don't care much about them today. We know they are there because